Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona continues from the complex here at Goodyear. And nice enough to stop by and pay us a visit, Indians right-handed pitcher Carlos Carrasco. Boy, just coming off a sensational year last year, 18-6 with a 3.29 ERA. And Carlos, obviously, that's just a tremendous season. So where do you go from there? How do you look to build off what was just a tremendous campaign last year?
You know what? Just trying to bring what I did last year. It's nothing different. It's gonna be the same baseball, but you know, every year is gonna is different. So we're getting older, and we had to prepare our body to get to that goal. But I think for me, everything is gonna be the same for this year, the same way that I did last year. Man, like you said before, just go over there and trying to have fun pitching, and you know, we have a good team.
So how do you bounce back as far as a team off the disappointment of 2017? Certainly it didn't end the way everybody wanted it to end.
You know what? If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's part of the baseball. But we're going to prepare ourselves for this year. We're going to work so hard so we can get that the last step.
Losing can hurt. I mean, but it can also be a real motivational tool, correct?
You know what? Sometimes when you lose something, so you learn from there. So that's what we learned from last year. We've been there for the last 2 years, you know, in the World Series and the last year. We know already what kind of baseball it is. So I'm glad we're here in spring training, so we're going to prepare for that for this season. And we go from there. I think the more important, you start the season strong and finish strong the way we been doing for the last 2 years.
I know when you and I have talked in the past couple of years here in Goodyear, we talk about the strength of this pitching staff with yourself and Corey Kluber and Bauer, and then, of course, in the bullpen with Andrew Miller and Cody Allen. It just seems as though the more things change, the more they stay the same. The strength of this team truly is the pitching staff, agree?
You know what? Yes. That's what I've been saying for this year. So we have a good starting pitcher, you know, we even the bullpen too, so we've improved a lot. So I think I'm really happy to play for the Cleveland Indians, to have my teammates and other guys. It's really fun to play with him.
I know the staff was very close with Mickey Callaway. Congratulations to him.
Oh, yes.
He gets the New York Mets managerial job, but Carl Willis comes in. Does that tweak things? Does that alter things at all?
I think a little bit. But you know what? He's been working for the organization for a long time. I think when I come up to the big league, he was in the pitching coach in 2009.
Right.
I just get to work with him for a month. He's a great pitching coach. So from that point, so we've been seeing him in Seattle and Boston, you know, and I can talk to him back and forth because he wasn't one of my first pitching coach. So.
Oh, really?
Yes. And this year, we've been working a lot. So every time when I throw my bullpen, you say, hey, did I do something different? You just want, you know, help me a little bit. So I just want to be good for the season. And, you know, we go from then and we start stronger.
And sometimes just a different set of eyes, a different perspective can kind of give you a fresh look. If Carl sees something that maybe hadn't been pointed out or maybe you hadn't even thought about or Mickey hadn't seen, right, just that different set of eyes?
Yes, it's different. It is different because when I threw my couple of bullpens and my light BP, I just kind of rushing a little bit with my mechanic. So he told me to stay back a little bit more. So I can feel that. So I have to have someone to see that, and you know, they can go from there, and we can tap back and forth so we can figure out everything in spring training.
Carlos, earlier I was talking to Josh Tomlin, and we were talking about the analytics and the film study and the stats and so forth, and I asked him, as much as you rely on that and as much as that's a part of baseball, how much of it do you still need just to trust your own mind and your own thoughts? Like, this is what I want to throw right now. How delicate of a balance is that?
I think it's, for me, it's going to be a little bit different, you know. I just want to go there and pitch, you know.
You just want to pitch, right?
Yeah, you just want to go pitch. And but I think it's a little bit different because so I don't know if I can get the right answer for you, but for me, it's going to be different. I just go over there and pitch and see how everything's working for that day. So we're just going to go and see what we can do, and then we go from there. So I'm way different than I want.
And a lot of times you just have to trust your stuff. I mean,
yes,
if you feel your breaking ball's on one day or your fastball's on one day.
Sometimes my breaking ball doesn't work on my changes. So, okay, I just got to throw a fastball. I just have to figure out what I can do here. So if it does, any of those pitches work that day, so, okay, good luck. And I think I got two games. My breaking ball was a good one. But I just had to figure out, and I just went fastball, slider, fastball, slider, fastball, slider. So I just started the inning that way, and I ended up 7 innings and 2 runs, I think. So you have to figure out, make an adjustment.
The old saying goes, you got to trust your stuff.
Yeah, that's why.
Hey, we appreciate you stopping by, spending a few minutes with us. Again, congratulations on a great year last year. Let's hope you keep it rolling in 18.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Carlos.